Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. So, Arisha, our good pal Britney Spears is back in the news today. And as usual, we're trying to sort it all out.
You know that famous Kris Jenner meme? This is a case for Rich and Daily.
Exactly. So Britney was staying at Hollywood's infamous Chateau Marmont. We get to say that again.
Thank God.
She was there with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Paul Solis, when someone called 911 early yesterday morning. First responders treated her for an injury, but were not even remotely sure what happened at this point.
Yeah. And this is going to shock a lot of people, I know. So just everyone, you know, sit down so you can hear this. There are conflicting reports about how Britney got injured. I know. We don't have the whole story. This is shocking. Yeah. Some people, they're saying she got in a fight with Paul. But now Britney is speaking up with her side of the story. And in classic Britney fashion, she's leaving us with more questions than answers.
But we are hearing her talk in videos. And that's something.
Yep.
That could be a win. I'm just going to say.
We got to take them when we can get them, you know?
Exactly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Friday, May 3rd, and a happy birthday to John Lloyd.
Happy birthday, John. And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Give me that hot goss. So, Richies, we were literally just saying the other day that we haven't been talking about Britney that much lately.
This is my fault. I'm sorry.
It is your fault.
I never should have said it, and I should have knocked on wood, and I didn't. This is all on me.
I know. So obviously we spoke too soon because this week she is back in the news. On Tuesday, we talked about how she agreed to shell out about $2 million to her dad, failed gym owner Jamie Spears, for his conservatorship legal fees. And yesterday, she finalized her divorce from Sam Asghari. And then yesterday at about 1 in the morning, she was at the center of a 911 call made to Chateau Marmont. And Britney was not there alone. She was with her on-again, off-again boyfriend. I don't know what else to call him, really. I guess boyfriend?
Her
Are they on?
Flavor of the week. That's what I used to call him.
Oh, love it. But she was there with Paul Solis. And sources tell Page Six that Britney and Paul got into a fight at the Chateau late Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. And the things apparently got so bad that an ambulance was called to the scene. Now, a rep for the LA Fire Department, who were the first responders, they told Page Six that the fire department received a call claiming that an adult female had been injured. They didn't say who made the call, and apparently the caller didn't offer up a ton of info about the injury either. Now, an ambulance was sent to the scene, but according to the fire department representative, it's not clear whether Britney received any treatment. Paparazzi were, of course, on the scene, and they caught Brittany outside the chateau. And in the pictures, she's holding a pillow to her chest. It doesn't look like she has a top on.
She probably has a crop top on, if we know Brittany.
But I hope she doesn't. I don't like wearing clothes, and I want this to be something that just takes off. Clothes are a prison to our bodies.
Okay. All right.
But so she's holding a pillow to her chest, and she has a blanket wrapped around her shoulders. And Paul is by her side in some of the shots.
Yeah.
Now, a source tells Page Six that first responders left the scene without Brittany, who went home to her house in Thousand Oaks with her security. The source also added that she was safe.
I gotta say, like, I have mixed feelings about even covering her on this show right now, because lately there have been a lot of paparazzi shots. Like this one of her outside looking like she's not wearing clothes, and like the one of her in the car, and she's very clearly covering her face. And I'm like,
if this is we're
getting right back to where we started. The paparazzi are up her ass.
This is 2007.
And it's like, I know that we have to cover like the biggest news story, but I'm a little conflicted about it because it's like,
this is part of the problem.
Just let this woman live, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's one of those
paparazzi shots just take me back.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, the paparazzi is 100% at fault, but they're taking the pictures because people are consuming these pictures.
Exactly.
If people weren't replying, they weren't commenting on posts, there was no engagement whatsoever, they weren't buying the magazines.
Yeah.
It would actually, it's like, we actually do have the power, but we're all like, oh, it's the paparazzi. And it's like, yeah, I'm not saying they're not at fault.
Yeah.
But there's a market for it, and the market is us. And so it's like, well,
I know. I do feel better because she spoke up about it publicly. So it's like, I do feel better talking about it, but I don't know. It's like, we're never going to learn anything.
Yeah, it really feels like we're back where we started.
Yeah.
Because I think I said to you, because I was like looking at that shot, it was just, it's like, this literally feels like the 2007, 2005, 2006 shots of her, where it's like, anytime I see paparazzi shots where the people are clearly trying to hide their face, it's just, it's so disrespectful.
I know. Luckily, we're in the day of social media where there are a ton of comments being like, leave her alone, stop taking pictures of her. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we don't really know much about Brittany's alleged fight with Paul, but Brittany is trying to shed some light on what happened. Yesterday, she used her favorite platform, trusty old Instagram, to set the record straight. And in true Brittany fashion, her statement is a little all over the place. She starts off by squashing the rumors that last night's incident had anything to do with Paul. And she wrote, just to let people know, the news is fake. I would like respect at this time for people to understand I am getting stronger every day. Is that a quote of her own song? I was going to say.
Stronger.
Love that.
Then she says, PSS, not sure why I feel the need to share this. I guess I'm just a girl and I'm on my period, so I'm bitchy. Honestly, I've never related harder to her.
We've all been there.
The amount of times that I like will have a reaction to something that's even more insane than normal, I have to check my tracker and I'm like, oh,
I know.
Okay, that's
I know.
Why. She goes on to say, I also twisted my ankle last night and paramedics showed up at my door illegally. They never came in my room, but I felt completely harassed. And then taking another classic left turn, Brittany signs off her post with, I'm moving to Boston. Peace.
I will say, hold on, let me just play investigator for a second here.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on my period, I'm clumsy as all hell. I'm sure people can relate. I don't know how many ankles I've twisted on my period. So that is, that does back her claim of twisting her ankle out of nowhere. I mean,
I thought you were going to talk about Boston. And I was like, what do you normally say about Boston on your period
when
that
I'm
this
on
is
my
gonna
period,
be related?
I long for Boston.
Yeah,
I
think she's citing that song. I think I'm going to Boston. I think I'm going to start new. That's where it's coming from.
She's got a lot of song quotes in this post.
Yeah. Well, she's a musician.
Yeah.
So then Brittany posted another post, a follow-up post, and in it she shared two videos where she showed off her swollen ankle, and she starts by saying, I really twisted my ankle last night like an idiot. And then she walks us through what happened.
Fucking idiot here tries to do a leap in the living room at the chateau. And I fell, embarrassed myself, and that's it. Paramedics came to my door illegally, of course, caused this huge scene, which was so unnecessary, and all I needed was ice.
In short, Brittany's story is that she fell, twisted her ankle, and just needed some ice. Actually, she needs rice. Rest. Ice.
Oh, my God.
Compression and elevation, which is what I'm supposed to be doing for my foot, but I'm not.
Uh-huh.
But then in the caption to that video, things actually took another twist. She wrote,
"Yeah,
I know my mom was involved. I haven't talked to her in 6 months, and she called right after it happened before the news being out." So we don't know if Brittany means that she thinks her mom tipped off the press or called 911, but then she says, "I was set up just like she did way back when. I can't stand her." The pauses are for the exclamation points, Richie's. I'm just not saying them all.
Yeah.
"I honestly don't care. I will say it." Then there's a thumbs up emoji and a shrugging emoji and three more exclamation points.
I mean, listen, I understand why she would feel this way.
Especially if her mom called before.
I could see her family doing it. Like, yeah. You know?
I thought at first she was referring to her ankle, and I was like, was she at the Chateau Marmont and pulling a Nancy Kerrigan or something?
She saw Brittany going
or
for
Tanya Harding,
and she put out her foot to trip her.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Got her.
But yeah.
So it sounds like Brittany's saying that Paul had nothing to do with her ankle, but apparently this clarification does not do much for some of her friends who don't want her hanging out with Paul. One source claiming to be a friend of hers told Page Six that Paul has been bad news from the start, and another friend describes Paul as extremely dangerous.
It sucks because I don't trust anybody that calls themselves a friend of Brittany if they're talking to the press.
I know, same.
So it's like, does she actually have any friends?
I know.
That aren't just trying to exploit her and...
I know.
But here's why Brittany's friends, and I'm going to use that with the heaviest quotes that exist, maybe a little concerned when it comes to Paul, because he does have a long rap sheet. Now, we talked about this back in August. We talked about his criminal record when he and Brittany were first linked. He's been charged with multiple misdemeanors over the past 20 years. He even had a felony charge for possession of a firearm back in 2020, which landed him in jail for 90 days.
Yeah. He didn't kill anyone.
No.
So this day and age, it's like, well, at least he didn't kill anyone. It's like we're just grasping at straws.
I know. What a world we live in.
Something good.
Well, he didn't kill anyone. Great. That's how low this bar is. Don't murder and you're cream of the crop.
I know. So, Arisha, it looks like Brittany is, I guess, maybe back with Paul. I don't know. And, you know, now we got these reports of an alleged fight. What do you think about all this? What do you think is actually going on?
Listen, I'm going to die on this hill. Brittany needs to escape to a real chateau.
A real chateau.
Unbeknownst to everyone around her and just be completely, like, on her own away from everyone. Like, this is just... I mean, like you said, I'm glad that in the comment section, we're seeing more people say, leave her alone. Like, we didn't get that. We didn't have comment sections back then. But there's at least discourse about it. Mm-hmm. It's still happening, though, and... It's just, I feel for her. Like, I feel like she's just still trapped in this cage, basically.
I know.
Of, like, she can't live her life authentically.
Yeah.
Whatever that means for her. And, I mean, she's just got so much shit to get through. And I just, I don't know. Seeing those pictures was just very much, it was like, I don't want to use
time warp
because that's such a, it was a time warp of, like, there's not really a difference between these pictures.
No. There's not. And you and I talked about this last night, how people are like, well, how's the Free Britney crowd feeling now? You guys wanted her out of that conservatorship, blah, blah, blah. It's like, we wanted her out of an abusive conservatorship.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference. Like,
there's
a huge
difference.
Maybe Britney needs someone around her to help her in some way. But that doesn't mean that the situation she was in was good. So it's like, let's stop.
It's like,
two things can be true. You know, it's like.
Yeah. I think that's a really important distinction to make.
Yeah,
that she was like in an abusive situation for years and has every right to not be in that.
Exactly. And I just, like you said, I just hope the tides turn at some point and she gets some people around her that actually care about her, because anybody that's around her, I immediately am like, you're taking advantage of her.
Basically, she needs somebody who like never goes on social media, couldn't care less about anything.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, that's just your dad and mine.
I can't think of two better people to help take care of Brittany.
I honestly can't either. Look at us.
Look at us. We're perfect. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesun Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are John Lloyd and Sam Ada.
Our video producer is Chris Kirk.
T Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
And we're on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Have a great weekend, Richies. See you Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks, and spends each day training, practicing, preparing. Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
I met her and I was like, she's gonna win.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
When I sing that song about being a black woman in America, there's gonna be backlash about that.
Oh, just so happy. So happy.
I don't wanna see them. I don't wanna talk to them.
And then we stayed with them for the next year, unpacking just what happened those 2 weeks in Mobile. I'm Shimol Yai, and from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.